Welcome back to another Chazav Shir. Baruch Hashem, we are going to Shir number 150 Shurim. For those that are listening, Ashreichem v'toivloch, you should have the Schus of Shabbos give you loads of brachas, weiter and weiter. We are continuing the halachas of Bayer, and the halacha is that to remove bones from fish, white fish or salmon, is the Isser of Bayer. It's the Isser of taking up psoilus from the Eichel, and even for immediate use, the halacha is that it's also to do. The Mishnah Berurah in a long bi'ur halacha tries to find a limud zchus for those that do it, but lemaisa lechatchila, it should not be done. You should not remove the bones from the fish before you eat it. You should put the fish into your mouth and then remove the bone after the fish is in your mouth. Now, if it's very hard to do, there are some poskim who are maker, like the Mishnah Berurah tries to find a limud zchus. So if it's for a child or it's very hard for someone to do, then you can make sure the fish is in your hand already. Once it's in your hand, to remove the bone then, there are those that are makel on that. Now, if you're not going to do that, so the eitz is either to pull the fish away from the bone, that's mutter, hold the bone down and pull the fish away, or if the bone will have some fish on it, so you remove the bone with some fish and then suck the meat of the fish off that bone, and that will be mutter to do it in that eifen. Now, that goes for bones. What about the skin? So the skin of the fish is definitely psoilus. No one, most people do not eat the skin of the salmon, for example, and therefore you should not peel the skin of the salmon off the salmon, because that's a problem of psoilus from the eichel. It's different than a peel of an orange, because a peel of an orange is the ef shemiyacha. The way you eat the orange, you take off the peel. But the salmon, you could take the meat of the fish off the peel, and therefore you have to do it that way. You're not allowed to pull the skin off the fish, because that's a problem of bayur. And the same thing could go for chicken. There's a shaila in Rav Moshe, they ask Rav Moshe, what about the skin of chicken? Is that a problem of bayur or not? So Rav Moshe said that it's royu la'achila, so since it's royu la'achila, it could be considered one meichel, and that's not considered bayur. But that's only for someone who's not makbid, and he eats the skin together with the chicken. But those who do not eat the skin, because it's disgusting from the skin of a chicken, so by them, to remove the skin is a shaila of bayur. Now, if it's the efsher b'inyan achar, so then it would be mutter to take it off for immediate use. But lamaisa, the best thing to do is to remove the chicken, peel the peel up a little bit, don't pull it off, and take the chicken out from under it. That will be the best way, and therefore you're doing oichel from the psoilus, and avad you have to do a dafka for immediate use.